أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ليس لك من الأمر شيء أو يتوب عليهم أو يعذبهم فإنهم ظالمون. The side that we had read yesterday on the Ma'ifrita, that there are two systems of Allah Ta'ala which are working in the world, and the both of them are mentioned in this ayat. One is known as the Takwini Umur, that is those orders of Allah Ta'ala which nobody can do against. They are fixed, and everything, whatever in Allah's creation, Allah is commanded with that. They have no choice but just to do that. And the vast majority of this work is handed over to the Malaika. They see to it. Like, for example, the rising of the sun. The sun has got no choice. But when it has to rise, it has to rise. When it has to set, it has to set. The mountains on their place, the sky on its place, all these things they've been given, and they are running according to the command of Allah, and they have got no choice but just to fulfill. And there is no sawab for them also. That is just Allah's command, and they have to do that. The other system is known as the Shari'i, which we call our Shari'at, and that has been given to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. That is the commands of Allah Ta'ala also that have to be fulfilled, but then we have been given a choice. Like we are commanded to accept, to become Muslims, to have Iman. But it is up to us to whether we accept Iman or we don't accept it. A namaz we have been commanded with. So it is up to us now whether we are going to perform our namaz or not. It isn't made such that we are forced to make namaz whether we like it or not. Now when we do it, we are rewarded by Allah Ta'ala. And when we don't do it, we are punished accordingly by Allah Ta'ala. So that is the takwini umur, the things which are ordained by Allah, and everything carries on according to that. And the other is that the Shari'i Umur, which is handed over to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and in which we have been given a choice. On one occasion, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, it slipped out of his tongue that I am the most knowledgeable person on the surface of the earth, which was 100% true and correct. He was the Nabi of Allah, and he had the most knowledge. But expressing like that, Allah does not like it, that a person must say such words. So in order to guide Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah told him, there is other knowledge which you don't have. So Musa alayhi salam was eager to have that knowledge also. So he asked Allah Ta'ala, I want to have that knowledge and I want to see that knowledge also. Allah made the arrangement, which is, comes in detail in Surah Kahf, in 15 Supara that and 16 Supara, that where Musa alayhi salam then met Khizr alayhi salam, and he requested to stay in his company to see and learn that knowledge also. Khizr alayhi salatu wasalam said, you won't be able to manage with me. You have got the Shari'i Umur, the laws of Sharia, and you look at everything from that point of view. And I've got the Takwini Umur, the absolute orders of Allah, and that what has to be done, which Allah has ordained. And you won't understand that also. وَلِكُلِّ وِجْهَةٌ هُوَ مُوَلِّيهَا. Every group and aspect have got their way, and they see things with their eyes. Musa alayhi salam promised, he was, Khizr alayhi salam said, you can stay with me on condition you don't object to anything what I do. Musa alayhi salam agreed, but he was a Jalali Nabi also, and he has got Shariat in front of him, that everything must be done according to Shariat. And the command of Takween, he did not understand, and he did not have it also. Then they went on together, now he was going to learn it. The first thing, they boarded a ship. And when they boarded the ship, the first thing Khizr alayhi salam did, he damaged the ship. He lifted up one plank, one raft of the ship, and he damaged the ship. So Musa alayhi salam objected immediately. Those people, they recognized us as pious, righteous people. They put us on the ship free of charge, and the first thing you go and damage the ship. He said, I told you, don't object, don't ask questions. Musa alayhi salam, according to Sharia, a person can't keep quiet. He has to speak out whenever he sees something wrong. So he said, okay, Ma, give me another chance. They went on further, they found a little child playing, small, innocent little child. Khizr alayhi salam went straight away, strangled him and killed him. Again Musa alayhi salam, murder, how could he keep quiet? How could you do such a thing? Innocent little child, he hasn't done anything wrong. Khizr alayhi salam said, I told you not to object. So he said, okay, give me one more chance. He said, okay, they went further, they came to a town where the people refused to host them. And then he saw a wall falling down, and he put the wall, he built it and fixed it up. So Musa alayhi salam again objected that these people refuse to even host us, to be good to us, and you serve them. The other two places where nothing was wrong, you went and damaged things. Yeah, now you come and you help these people. Khizr alayhi salam said, now this is our separation. You go your way, I go my way. So he said, but inform me of these things. So he said, the first, that ship belonged to some poor people who clubbed their money together, and they were doing transporting of people and goods. It was a new ship that they had bought, and there was a king on the way. Whenever he found a new good ship, he would take it for him. He would take it away from the people and make it his. So he said, I damaged that small little bit, removed that plan. So he said, this is a damaged ship, and he will not take it. And for them to repair it is a small matter, and their livelihood will carry on. So Musa alayhi salam understood that. Further, we have got the child, he said. The child, we knew, that is the knowledge of Allah, that he was good to grow up, and he would lead his parents also astray. In the love of the child, they will do many wrong things also, and many haram and kufr things also. So we took him away, and we will replace with another child. In his place, we will give another child. So that was understood by Musa alayhi salam. Then the wall, he said that wall, in the foundation of that wall, there was the inheritance of some children that was buried. And they were poor, small, still young, and they could not claim that inheritance of theirs now. And if the wall fell down, that inheritance will open up, that gold coins, whatever. People will see it and take it away. So I build it up again, and by the time they come of age, they will be able to get their inheritance. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, may Allah have mercy on Musa. Had he kept quiet, we should have learned much more about the unseen system of Allah, the takwini umur. But he objected, and he was given three chances. So those are the things which I have to do in the command of Allah Ta'ala. Musa alayhi salam was given the knowledge of Sharia, and according to what is halal, haram, and takwini umur is the absolute command of Allah. Just like that here, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, according to tashri'u umur, those who had killed the Sahaba, made them martyrs, who made Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam suffer, it was perfectly correct to make bad-dua for them. But the takwini umur, the absolute knowledge of Allah, that Allah knew that these people will be accepting Islam in the future. Therefore, according to that, Allah stopped Nabi alayhi salam and said, don't make bad-dua for them. Don't curse them. And according to Sharia, it was permissible for that to be done. So this is the two types of knowledge which are in the world presently. Whatever is happening in Palestine, whatever is happening, earthquakes come, floods come, they are all by the command of Allah. And Allah knows His work which we cannot understand. We as the layman, even the ulama, how great ulama they can be, our knowledge is limited to according to Sharia. And the takwini umur of Allah Ta'ala, that is known to Allah. And the malaika are appointed by and large that they see to all those affairs. If a person understands this, you will never be confused that why innocent people, little children have been killed, where they have been bombed, etc., all that. If a person understands the systems of Allah Ta'ala, he will not, no thought will go in his mind, he will accept wholeheartedly. Allah knows what he's doing, and his work is absolute. That how people have been killed, how people have been drowned, people die in a fire, in a blaze, all this is the system of Allah Ta'ala. And the reasoning of it, like this little bit, we can understand after Musa, Khizr alayhi salam gave the explanation to Musa alayhi salam. Otherwise, Musa alayhi salam also could not understand it. Nobody can understand that. Only Allah knows, and He knows His system. Our work is to submit wholly to Allah Ta'ala. Not to let akal ke ghore dorana, to let out the horses of our brains run, and we think we know, and we can work out things, and we can give explanations of things. That is not the work of a banda of Allah. His work is to accept the system and the laws of Allah Ta'ala. And we want to fall and meddle with the taqweeni, the absolute commands of Allah. And the commands Allah gave us to make our namaz, we lack in them. We don't make our namazes properly. No concentration in our namaz, etc. What we have to do, we don't worry about. And we want to meddle in the affairs of Allah Ta'ala. That why this is happening, why that is happening. Our iman is not in order. We're not worried of fixing that up. That is our duty, to do what we are commanded to. But that is today a clever person who doesn't do what he's supposed to do, and he's meddling in the affairs of Allah Ta'ala. And a real wise person, according to hadith, will be that person who accepts the whole heart, who will see that he does what he has to do, and Allah's matters, he will accept them wholeheartedly, and know that Allah Ta'ala does everything as Allah pleases. Just a simple, easy way for us to understand all this. One king who loved his hunting, was going on his hunting spree, and he always took his special minister with him. As they were leaving for that hunting, the king got hurt by his thumb, and a saw blood came out, and just when a person gets hurt, the pain is also quite a bit. The minister had the habit of saying, whatever Allah does is for the best, that is Allah's unseen system. So the king became very angry that I'm hurt, I'm wounded, and he said it's very good that happened. So the king, according to his system, he ordered him that he must be put into jail. Again he said, whatever Allah does is the best. The king went on with his hunting spree. He crossed his borders and he came to a land where there were cannibals, people who eat human beings. They caught the king and they were going to eat him. But they also had some masalas like we got for Qurbani, that the eyes must be right, the tail must be right. When they checked up, they found this wound. So they said, he's not fit for Qurbani. They left him. So now he realized that I got that little pain, my life got saved. Otherwise, those people were going to eat me up alive. He came back and he said that minister free, thanked him very much, but he said, when I send you to jail, I said, then again you said, whatever Allah does is for the best. What was good for you to go in jail? He said, king, you know, we always together, we don't separate. When they caught you, they should have caught me also. You should have got saved because you had that wound. I got no problem in any part of my body, they should have eaten me up alive. But I stayed 3 days in jail, my life got saved. So what? Many things like that, we get sick sometimes. One person, he has also passed away. He was in Jeddah airport going to Karachi after Hajj or Umrah. And when he was checking in, they just refused to check him in. He was becoming angry, frustrated. In those days, you had to confirm your booking again before you fly, not like nowadays. He had it confirmed, everything was right. But he just goes to the counter, to this person, that person, they just refused to put it. Mufti Ibrahim Sadiji of Durban was also at the airport. So he asked, he saw him parishan walking up in the air, up and down. What's wrong? So he said that they don't want to book me in or check me in. Everything of mine is right. So he tried. As soon as they saw the ticket, they refused again. So he was very upset. While walking there, the time of the flight, the flight flew away, everything. And then 1 hour later, when the flight was crossing Riyadh, it crashed. And all the passengers on board got killed. So it was meant for him to be saved. So no matter all these things he had in order, but it didn't work because Allah wanted to save him. So like that, many times motor car accidents, all this that happened, are all the system of Allah Ta'ala. If we understand that, then there is no confusion and we accept and know the system and accept it wholeheartedly. What we must be worried, we must do what we are supposed to do. Allah give us all the peace.